Back with you, Hail Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Nebraska and Oregon State, down in Surprise. Welcome in head coach of Oregon State, friend of the show, Pat Casey, back with us. Coach, great to speak with you again. How are things?
They're great, man. Really good. We're down here in Surprise. Spent the last 4 or 5 days down here opening up the season, and so getting excited to get going again this weekend.
Well, you're 4-0, you're top 10, you're a favorite, and tell me a little bit about kind of some of the this team's mindset, your mindset heading into this season. You had a good year a year ago, but you missed postseason for the first time since 08, and that was a shock to many. Has it been used as fuel to look towards 17?
Well, I think a little bit. You know, I'm not sure that's what our charge is. We got some guys that weren't here last year, but I know the guys that were here obviously felt like we could have been in there, and you know, we wanted to make sure that we did everything we could to prepare for the upcoming season. You know, baseball early is always kind of ironic, playing in Surprise, because it's always a surprise. You know, some new guy does something that maybe impresses you a little bit more than you thought, and then another guy might do something taking a little longer to get going. So great opportunity to play a lot of players, great opportunity to throw a lot of arms, and obviously great opportunity to play some people that we feel are going to be really good. Nebraska's one of those teams for sure.
Well, you look at this Nebraska squad, and they had ran into some weather. They finished 1-1. What are your early impressions, and what's kind of the MO on a Coach Erstad team?
Well, you know, you don't get an opportunity this early to get a whole lot back, obviously. Two games or three games isn't going to tell anything. I heard great things about them. I know that somebody wrote them as one of the sleeper teams for Omaha. I think it was Aaron Fitt. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't know a lot about them. But obviously, they're down there playing a team that Coach Purcell and Percival and Erstad are good acquaintances, so, you know, we're not going to get anything out of them. So don't know a lot about them, and, you know, this time of year, maybe that's a good thing, because you're just going to go out and play your personnel. And like I said, we probably played four different lineups in all four games. Certainly got a chance to throw quite a few arms, and we'll do the same thing this weekend. We got Ohio State twice and Nebraska twice, so we've got a lot of baseball to play, and we're just looking to try to play the game the way we think we can play it, and then worry about all the other stuff some other time.
Head coach at Oregon State, Pat Casey, with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. Nebraska, Oregon State, down in Surprise. Coach, let's start with your pitching staff, and for Nebraska fans that are going to be down in the desert, spring break time of type of season, obviously. So maybe you'll see some red down there and some orange, I would assume. But also, folks will be checking things out, you know, with Nebraska. What are they going to be needing to know about your pitching staff, Oregon State's? What are some of your strengths here in this 17 season that you're looking forward to?
Well, you know, hopefully our strengths are that we got some guys to get other people out, you know. I mean, I know I'm going to see a sea of red. There's no doubt about it. We played them down here over in Tempe a couple of years ago, and that was fun. And unbelievable representation by Oregon State and Nebraska, two of the best. And so that's why there'll be a lot of people there. But, you know, we threw the ball well this weekend. You know, the one thing we didn't really do well in our spring scrimmages was I didn't think we pitched as well as we thought we'd pitch. And we swung the bat better. But when we came down here last weekend, we actually pitched very well. We didn't swing the bats as well as we thought we would. You know, we got some distance out of our guy on opening day, Heimlich. I think he went six innings. I think he had 82 or 83 pitches we were going to let him throw. So, you know, those two guys, Bryce Fimmel and Heimlich, are two guys that both threw last year for us. We brought some freshmen out of the bullpen. We'll do the same again this week. But, you know, I just thought we threw the ball, we commanded the strike zone fairly well. I just thought we you know, usually you look at those things, you know, that's what you try to do. You try to defend a little bit early and make sure you throw the ball across the plate. I thought we did a pretty good job of that. Don't think we have, you know, a knockout guy that you'd see on some teams, that lightning out Friday night guy. But I think we got a solid staff. I think we obviously got to be able to defend in order to win games. And certainly, you know, the ballpark is a ballpark that I think that, you know, the ball gets through the infield pretty good if it's warmed up. It was wet this weekend, so probably play a little quicker this week.
Offensively, you got a lot of options, guys returning. You have Harrison back. He led the team in doubles and homers and RBI, all Pac-12 guy. And then Adley Rutschman's your switch-hitting catcher. Touch on both those guys and what they bring to the party.
Well, I think Adley's a guy that really is going to be a good player. You know, he needs time. I mean, the game's going to be the teacher for him a little bit. He's a freshman, like you said. A kid that we really like, has an opportunity to get on the mound as well. Not sure that we're going to do that. I think he caught 3 of the 4 games. A guy that I think eventually down the road will really have some potential. KJ Harrison's a guy that's been with the national team for 2 years, so he's got a lot of exposure. Been a big offensive guy for us over the first 2 seasons here. Kid out of Hawaii, and you know, KJ's got some real upside. He can catch as well as play first. He's hit in the middle of order since he's a freshman. So, you know, we like the fact he's got some experience and has been down the road a little bit. And we've been using him and Adley in the middle of our order. Flipped that around a little bit in a couple different games. But KJ Harrison's a guy that I think will have some opportunities down the road. And, of course, Adley being young is a guy that, you know, the future's bright. We'll see. It's always a bumpy road. Get these guys going, especially when you see really quality clubs come down the pike at you, and you got good arms. And Adley will have some good days, and have some days where he'll have to do get some improvement done in order to make sure that he knows how to handle all pitches.
Pat Casey, a couple more minutes with us. Hail Varsity Radio, Oregon State, Nebraska in surprise. Coach, what are your thoughts? Give us kind of an overview of the Pac-12. I know you're listed as a favorite, but very deep, very impressive league as you'd expect. What are your thoughts? I know we're not into conference play yet, but just on the periphery here as you head into another season.
Well, you know, I think the one thing that's a hallmark for the conference every year is just how quality the pitching is. You know, I think that the pitching in this league on Friday and Saturday in particular are outstanding. Big arms early, always got guys that have closers. I think that there's a lot of depth in this conference. I think you could take the teams 1 through 6, 7, or 8, kind of juggle them around, and anybody could come out of there. I always like the fact that Stanford and UCLA are always going to pitch very, very well. Of course, Arizona played for the national championship, as you well know, last year, so a lot of that stuff coming back is going to help them. Arizona State's improved their ball club a bunch. So I could probably mention all the teams and tell you that they've got better. Obviously, the pitching depth, I think, in the conference will stand out. And I also think that, you know, you'll see there'll be a lot more offense in this conference this year, I think, than last year. I think last year maybe our conference was a little short offensively. And so overall, I just think you're going to see a lot of depth.
Big Ten-wise, you've won 2 from Indiana. You'll have Ohio State this weekend. You'll see Nebraska shortly. Big Ten is projected to do good things. Have you seen an uptick in Big Ten baseball?
Well, certainly I have over the last couple of years. You know, you see teams like Indiana. You see teams like Michigan State getting better. You see, obviously, Nebraska added to that conference is always – has made that conference much, much stronger. Iowa had a great year. Illinois had a great year a couple of years ago. So it's the same thing. I think baseball is really getting better across the board in college baseball altogether. But I think that the Big Ten has made an effort to upgrade some ballparks. You know, I know that that's a big issue there. I think that's really helped recruiting in that conference. I think that they have went out and played better schedules. And so, you know, I got a ton of respect for what they've done in that conference, and I think it's going to be one of the stronger conferences this year. As a matter of fact, I think that, you know, if you look at the jump they've made, I think that you'll see that they're jumping up there with a team like, let's say, the Big 12. I think the Big Ten may have made some great strides in that with that conference. If you look at how close they are in proximity, and you look at some of the teams in those conferences, I see the Big Ten making a big jump. Obviously, Nebraska, Indiana, Ohio State, those are teams that have been doing well. I think that you're going to see an uptick in Michigan, too. I know they've been out on the recruiting trail pretty good. I know the assistant at Oregon got the job at Purdue. You can look for some improvement there. So, you know, I think it's a good conference. We're excited that we get a chance to play those people. I always think interconference play is great. I wish it would be there'd be a mandate across the board for conferences to play interconference games so that everybody gets a chance to play. Somebody from the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and you find out, you know, that you get a lot better representation, I think, in the tournament. And it'd be nice to see. We had a SEC team coming down here, and they had a coaching change, so they bowed out of that one. But you know, good field coming in. We'll get a chance to see Ohio. We'll get a chance, like you said, to see three real good Big Ten teams.
Pat Casey, head coach, Oregon State, with us, Hail Varsity Radio. Coach, you had a chance to talk with or catch up at all with your old pal Mike Riley?
I have not. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to do that. So I've been watching a few of your basketball games on TV for some reason. They come on at the right time out here. So I've seen some pretty exciting basketball games, that's for sure. Those guys need to get away from some of them tight games. I kind of laugh about how many tight games have been in there.
No, basketball's been super tight. Football's springs around the corner for spring football, and Coach Riley's getting geared up for it. So, well, we want to see you in Omaha again, Coach. That's where we first kind of caught up. And best to you and Oregon State this season. We'll do this again.
Yeah, we could. That's my first trip there. Nebraska was there. So let's try to do that again this year. We'll see you there.
Well, that'll be great. We'll see you in Oregon State in Omaha. That'd be great. Coach, you take care. Appreciate the time.
Anytime. Good talking to you.